How about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here with a day's leftover. Super late model winner at the 411 Motor Speedway, Corey Hedgecock. Corey, coming in, slick track, 411 Motor Speedway. You have to be thinking Corey Hedgecock's a favorite, so you had to be confident coming in.
We were. You try to be not too overly confident, though. I mean, because everybody was still cranking out a good lap there, and you got to still race with them. It was good, no doubt, for sure. It's like it took me the long. It's always here, though. And it's, I think it's just me. The longer I run, the better I get, or the worse everyone. I don't know whatever happens, but we're better at the end of the race than we are always out there being. So, and I knew we had something there at the beginning. If I could ever get rid of the five there for a second, me and Booger could race. And we got there, and I hung with him. And as soon as we got a lap traffic, we was able to get around him. So that's probably just from experience more so than him as far as running here. He don't run here a lot, so he just wasn't geared up on lap traffic as much as probably I was. He always had a good car, but happy and thankful and ready for the next one.
And you mentioned that traffic. In that traffic, it looked like your car had the maneuverability to go top, bottom, wherever you needed to go to get through it.
Yeah, the car was very good, but still a lot of it's just, I mean, Booger, I bet she's got less than 500 laps here, and I can't count how many I've got here. So, I'm thankful to Mitch and Pierce and all them for letting me, get going here and getting a lot of laps here under my belt. I mean, I come here on a lot of Sundays after the races and would just dog the hell out of my stuff just thanks to them. So, I owe a lot of it to them, helping me here. But thankful, happy, ready for next year, but ready for a break.
And, you're one of the most successful regional racers anywhere. But you've taken kind of a bold step here in the last few weeks to start building your own chassis. Kind of walk me through the decision to start doing that.
It's Dad's deal more so than it's just Dad's deal. But if we are a part of it, and I'm doing all the sheet metal work and like doing all the spalling steel stuff. But we kind of thought we were maybe to a point where I think we could do it. As far as intelligence and everything. So, what better way to kind of just start than to do it on our own? It's our personality, and we're blown up to it 120%. But me and Dad, it's hard for me to get in bed with anybody to get a whole lot of feedback off, from a Longhorn Rocket, whoever we want to get in bed with. But so we feel like we're doing it on our own anyway. So the only thing we're not doing is physically actually building our own frames. I mean, Dad does the shocks. We do the tire. I mean, we do everything. We do the motors. The people that do help us every once in a while, it sucks to give it back to them sometimes, on information, because Dad works his ass off trying to get this stuff fast. I mean, he's there in the race shop every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and just trying to think about just ways of getting these cars faster for me, and he does. So we've come a long way, very blessed to be able to do there and be as good as we are and consistent as we are. It's one thing to win a race here now and then, but man, it's like whenever we don't win, we still ran third. So we're fourth or fifth. We're top five. We never go from full swing winning, and the next week we run 24th. So very blessed there. It's hard. It's extremely hard to win a race anymore in a late model. I don't care what kind of class it is. It's hard to win a late model race anymore. So take them as a grain of salt. Hold on to them as long as you can, because the next one you never know when it'll come.
All right. That's today's leftover winner, Corey Hedgecock. Congratulations.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.